fundamental shift in the deforestation issue?
We are seeing some significant movements in a positive direction. I think it would be a bit premature to call it a fundamental shift just yet, because the reality is we are still losing, as we talk, significant amounts of forests being destroyed. The reality is that what we've lost already, we couldn't afford to have lost given the impact on the climate, and the fact that we are still losing on an hourly basis significant forests should be a warning to us not to engage in premature triumphalism. So while I think there are some really positive significant moves, we are on the verge of possible game-changing interventions, but I wouldn't want to jinx it by saying that we've got there already.
Okay, and where do you think the most significant movements is? Is it business? Is it governments? Where are you seeing the shift?
I think a combination of some governments and some businesses. On the government side, I think the shift to the Indonesian government has been significant, but also the increased interest by developed country governments such as Norway and others to actually provide significant material support, recognizing that forests are a key part of the climate solution, has been a positive development. On the business side, there are two parts of the business, those that produce and those that use in the products. I think for companies like Nestle, Unilever and so on, they have been moved by their consumers, ordinary citizens who have said to them through multiple means, campaigning by organizations like Greenpeace and so on, we do not want to consume products which actually destroy forests. So they've had a significant pressure which had an impact on their relational and reputational capital, which they didn't want to risk. And then they became a source to work with us to put greater pressure on the producers. On the producer side, some of them largely, most of them have been moved by pressure. Asian Pulp and Paper, for example, who really was aggressive towards Greenpeace in its opposition, finally agreed. And once they agreed, they invited us to come and help them. And there are Greenpeace people helping them to make the transition.
Great. Thank you very much, Kim.